Hello, and welcome to the Special Science Podcast from the 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. It's February 14th. I'm Robert Frederick. In this short podcast, we'll hear from David Baltimore, the outgoing president of the AAAS, who completes his term as president at the end of this meeting. The focus of the meeting this year is science and technology from a global perspective. I wanted to ask you first, why did you choose that as this year's meeting's focus?
Because I think it's very important to look at science and technology as it interacts with a variety of different societies as we in the United States come to terms with the need to maintain our competitiveness, but at the same time we want to see other countries develop their science and technology. And so in this increasingly flat world, as Tom Friedman defined it, we need to be both paying attention to our own competitiveness and at the same time helping other people compete with us.
In terms of global science and technology, most people think of China and India. What should the U.S. role be going forward?
Well, China and India are doing their best to develop as rapidly as they possibly can. In the process, for instance, China has generated some of the worst pollution in the world in its own cities. Beijing can be just horrible. They, I think, recognize that they need new technologies. They need to apply some old technologies also to just clean up their air. If they did what Los Angeles does, I think they'd be much better shape today. But they do know this, and for the Olympics, they're going to shut down the country for a while so that they can clean up the air enough so people can actually breathe during their physical exertions. India is a little further behind, but is going in exactly the same direction, without a question. What the role of the United States ought to be is to develop the clean technologies, to put really huge efforts into that so that we can credibly say to them there's an alternative and there are ways of doing things that won't be so polluting and to help them use such methods. So I think it's part of the interdependence of the world and part of the reason to look at science and technology from a global perspective.
Do you think the new presidential administration, this is an election year after all, will consider a more global perspective in science and technology?
Well, I certainly hope so. If they asked my advice, I would say you have to look at it that way, that we should be beefing up our science in our embassies abroad, that we should be aware of what's being done in other places. But I think the most important thing is that we should be focusing on our own competitiveness, helping people come to the United States who can play a role in our science and technology, better educating our own people for science and technology. And if we pay attention to our situation, we should be able to stay in the lead of the world for many, many years into the future because we have just this remarkable base of innovation, a terrific educational system at the upper end to produce the people who can be innovative. We have the venture capital system. We have lots of the things that are necessary to keep us in the forefront. We just have to pay attention to them.
Give us a bit of an insider's view, if you would. You're outgoing as president of the AAAS. What will you say to the incoming president of the AAAS?
Well, I'm going to end my talk tonight. I give the presidential address tonight by saying that I hope when he gets up on the podium in Chicago a year from now, he can report that there's a different climate in Washington and that we are beginning to look at some of these issues with open eyes.
David Baltimore, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That was David Baltimore, who at the end of this meeting wraps up his 1 year as president of the AAAS. This has been a special science podcast from the 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. The show is a production of Science Magazine and of AAAS, the Science Society. Jeffrey Cook composed the music, and I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for joining us.